Listen, just let's go on to another desperate situation. One of catfishing. If you don't know what catfishing is, it's when people misrepresent themselves on online, social media, lure other people in using fake profile pictures, fake profiles. And at some point that goes into a criminal element where they try and extort something from them, money. I know two people in the last week that, well, the one fell for it and the other one almost fell for it. And it's sometimes for me, it's hard to understand how people can fall for it. But if you go into the depth and the detail in which these people lie, you know, it's kind of easier to understand how people can fall for it. I sometimes think that people are too desperate. Honestly, and lack a little bit of common sense, but that's not the case with everybody. Some people genuinely fall for these people, and voor jy het weet, het jy goed met hulle gedeel wat jy nie moet deel nie. Jy het geld gestuur wat jy nie moet geld nie, moet stuur nie. Hierdie mense is, hulle is ou kriminele wat weet om dit te gebruik. Catfishing obviously has a slight lighter side, I suppose. A lot of people misrepresent themselves in profile pictures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You've also kind of been a victim in your own kind of way, Liesel, where someone used, or people used your picture.
No, I come across it quite often, and the one day the girl actually sent me a DM to tell me something, and I said to her, you are using my profile picture.
It's unreal.
Misrepresenting yourself, and then still have the nerve to say to me, hey, did you see this thing? I'm like, met my photo.
But that is unthinkable.
Mm-hmm.
People using other people, obviously models, good-looking people, Liesel, using their pictures as a way to represent themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. We've got an expert on the show this morning, Danny Myberg. He'll tell us more about catfishing and, of course, how these syndicates operate. So, as jy al ooit geval het vir enig van hierdie goed, wil ek van jou hoor volgend. If you've been a victim of catfishing, let me know, please. 084-850-0942. Just like in 30 seconds. Tell me about your case. 084-850-0942. A voice note. This is fascinating, man. Catfishing. My immediate reaction is, how stupid and desperate can people be? But these people are good, eh?
They are. What we see is they normally start with a social engineering on your profile. So they do their homework. They will go into Facebook, for example, and online dating sites. They'll do their research on you, see what your interests are. They target you, they look at your age, and all of that is taken into consideration, and they emulate that when they do an attack against you. So very sophisticated, they've got lots and lots of experience. You know, they can be busy chatting up a thousand people.
At
the same time, and then they do this as a full-time job.
Just in short, quickly, explain how it happens.
Okay,
so you get a... What do you get, like an inbox message or something?
They'll normally either chat you up on a social media site like Facebook or on an online dating site. They would start chatting with you on your interests. They would start exchanging photographs with you. And it's just a normal conversation. They first build a relationship with you in terms of ongoing chat. And that's how they establish credibility with you.
And then the next thing... At some point, they start asking for money.
At some stage, they start asking for money. They'll do a couple of things. You know, they're always open to escalate the type of crime. So one of the things that we see most predominantly that happens is that they try to start exchanging naked photos. Because if they can get naked photos of you, it goes over to sextortion, where they've got something that they can hold you at ransom with. Otherwise, if you're not the type of person that, you know, they see you are maybe a lady in a... let's not go there. Well, you're from Pretoria East and you haven't bought for some time, like myself. But they'll see that you're person with strong beliefs and stuff, so you won't send that type of thing. They'll kind of carry on with the catfishing attack, just a romance scam.
Just a romance scam. And once they've got the naked pictures or they've got something on you, they've got you in their trust, at some point they're going to try and get money. How many people fall for this?
Well, that's one of the problems that we've got. Not a lot of people want to report these type of cases. So we're not seeing as many as I think that's actually happening, because people feel embarrassed that they've been caught by these scams as it comes out.
Okay, of course. So voice notes welcome on 0848500942 like this one.
Hi Martin and Span. Ek het al iemand gecatfish en raai wat? Dit was my eie man, nou my ex-man gewees. Hy vir weke gedink hy praat met die ander vrou en al die tyd was dit ek gewees. So ja. Happens out there,
eh? That's a different kind of catfishing, right?
Definitely,
there.
Definitely, that's nasty.
Yo, well, it worked for her. Clever way of nailing a cheetah, she got him. But now, just getting back to the catfishing, which has come to crime, where people eventually extort money from people. Who falls for this? Is it mainly women? Is it men? Is there a difference in how they fall for it?
Okay, so what we're seeing in terms of your typical catfishing or your romance scam, your romance scam is normally aimed against women. Although catfishing can also be where a lady is presenting herself as a sexy model, being interested. What we see is that the men normally fall for the sex aspect to it. Sextortion, seeing naked pictures or sexy blonde pictures. Whereas the woman falls for a lasting relationship. A person presenting themselves to be more her age group, establishing a relationship with them. So there's definitely a difference. But I would say ladies in their mid years are more or less the target.
Because they honestly believe that this person exists for them. This is the part where sometimes, I battle to understand it. You could be sitting here and Johannesburg or Pretoria, and then this guy who looks like a Calvin Klein model in California who surfs. Equestria. It's like, and the same with the guys, this, very, very sexy lady. She wants you. Anyone else, you, the married guy.
It's definitely, people are ignoring the telltale signs. So number one, if it's too good to be true, it normally is.
I say.
The picture that they send, the story that they tell, if it looks too good, there's a couple of things that you can actually do to try and pick up these type of scams.
Yeah, it's like, oh my word, Brad Pitt is able to make.
He wants to hang out with me. I think the easiest way, especially now, is to try and Skype or FaceTime them. If you don't want to have a Skype call with me or have a FaceTime session, then I know. I'm like, mm-mm.
I've also heard a case where, people eventually speak on the phone, and then this guy who looks like Leonardo DiCaprio then has a Nigerian accent, for instance, and then they still don't. That's still not a sign. It's like, hang on, das itzi so wat nie lekker is nie. Is mense partykeer maar net 'n bietjie dom.
I think they're gullible. They want to believe, and then in the end, when they've built up this type of relationship, because the people really they're good with this, they'll build that relationship over a couple of months, and you don't want to believe that you can be caught. And I think it's that belief that sometimes covers up the flaws that you're supposed to be seeing.
Hoeveel geld kry dit mense uit? Wat se tipe extortion het jy al van gehoor?
Mense moenie dink dat dit net groot bedrag is nie. Ons sien baie keer hulle begin vra vir iets soos R150, R200. Maar hier is gevalle in Suid-Afrika wat gedokumenteer is waar mense oor R100,000 betaal het. Nie net op een slag nie, maar oor periode van 6 maande.
Wat sê hulle? Hoekom het hulle geld nodig?
Hulle begin gewoonlik met 'n storie waar hulle die storie opbou. So hulle sal jou vertel van 'n kind wat siek is, 'n kind wat kanker het en so aan. Hulle speel op jou gevoel en dan sal hulle die gesprek voer vir 4-5 weke en dan sal hulle begin meld dat die kind byvoorbeeld mediese hulp nodig het. Dringend moet gaan vir operasie of iets en daar het iets voorgeval, hulle bankrekening is gevries of hulle wag vir 'n cheque om te kom of een of ander excuse, net so dat jy vir hulle geld moet leen vir daai periode en hulle speel definitief op jou gevoel.
And of course you get sextortion, they get a picture or a conversation out of you and then they blackmail you basically. Some cases coming in this morning on voice notes, 0848500942.
Goeiemôre Martin en Span, ek het opgekry op my selfoon van 'n dame af En sy begin platsel aan my uitvra oor wat ek doen met die company en waar ek werk en wat is my posisie en eweskielik toe begin sy met sex talk en toe luister ek, toe sit ek het dadelik neer. Seker so 'n paar ure daarna toe kry ek 'n message as ek nie R3,500 betaal nie in die rekening nie, dan gaan hy dit deurstuur na al my familielede toe en. So ek het vir hom gesê, hy kan voortgaan en dit so gedoen. En ek was even polisiestasie toe die polisie kom my eers help.
So, but he didn't send a picture, how can they extort?
So what they do is they try to catch you out with a sex talk. So if they don't take the time to build up a relationship, they hear that you're not going to send a photograph. So they use that conversation and try to get you to say stuff or to actually acknowledge or partake in that sex talk.
Even for a little bit.
Or it could even just be them talking and they utilize that. What they normally do is they first capture all your friends on your Facebook profile so they know where to send it out, try to identify your wife, and then they go over to the, in terms of this gentleman, it could have been that they try to conduct social engineering on him. It's very weird that they would be asking what position he's got with the company. So normally they'll do that to try and figure out whether you're the financial director, so that they can do a commercial type crime on you. But in this situation, it might have been that they changed the attack midway into the conversation and went over to a sextortion type.
Social engineering.
Yep, but that's where they use anything online or they utilize their
the
skills.
Knowledge.
They'll be phoning you, finding out information regarding you. They build up a profile for you before they do the attack.
So let's listen to another voice note of people that have actually fallen for these scams.
Hey, Martin, I'm a victim of that, but luckily I'm too clever. Like this guy, he met me on Facebook. He started asking me about my life, my daughter, my everything. And then within 2 days, he said he's got some iPad, some phones that he's not using at the moment. Can he send them to me? I said, yeah, why not? And he said, I'm going to send them. He said, California. And then lately, around my 4 to 5, this woman calls me. And you could hear the woman is using a voice changer. Like, she's telling me she's got my parcel. I was like, why are you phoning me with your cell number? Why aren't you calling me with the landline? Because you're from OR Tambo. Uh-huh. She was like, I'm an agent, blah, blah. Hey. And she said, I must send her $800 so that they can release my stuff. I said, okay, send me the account number. She sent me the account number, which belonged to Miss Bevani. I said, no, I'm not going to fall for this. Mm-mm. She phoned me until I blocked her. Yo.
Clever. I'm so proud of you. Well done for not falling for it. Is this quite common, what you just heard now?
Yes, definitely. So what we can hear from that is they built rapport with the lady in terms of asking her regarding her children, etc. Somewhere in that discussion, they found out what her needs might be or interests might be, tablets for the kids.
And who's not interested in free iPads?
And, it's a simple thing. You might be thinking, oh, this person is sending me secondhand stuff. It's the right thing to do, pay for the transport of it at least. And it's a simple scam. They wanted $800, but if they do that with 1,000 people over a year, and they're successful with it, it's a lot of money.
They're not asking for money for the pads, they're asking for courier money.
They're just asking for you to be a good citizen and pay for the courier cost.
All right, break it down for us. Give us the top 3 telltale signs that this is catfishing and not real.
Okay, the first thing is if a person befriends you on a dating site, for example, do your background checks. Go on to Facebook, search other social media platforms, and see whether they actually have a wide representation there. For example, when did they start their Facebook page? How old is it? Does it have active content in it or not? The people normally try to get serious very quickly. And the last thing is they ask for money. Whether it is for you to pay for the transport cost, or whatever, as soon as they ask money, walk away.
Walk away. Those 3 signs. In fact, Danny has got 7 telltale signs for you, which we'll put onto our blog on jacarandafm.com. Gaan kyk daar. Moenie vir 'n slap riem gevang word nie. If it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. It's fake. It's nonsense. Don't fall for it. Well done to that last lady. Thank you so much, Danny, for coming in. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Can I just do a shout out for all the electricians working in Pretoria East? Thank you, you guys, for all your hard work, your late nights. We really, really appreciate it. I'm going to have a glass of champagne and sit in a hot bath tonight. Thank you.
Yay! Power to the people of Pretoria East.
Start your day with Martin Bester.
Your show is awesome, man.
Great show. I love it.
What a lekker manier om die dag te begin.
Breakfast with Martin Bester, giving you a fun way to wake up. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.